T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Glenn, Fitzy, Hart.
They were all over that.
It was okay. Who won the pool?
NBA free agency has started. Did anybody tell the Celtics?
Look, this Boston Celtics team with another few minor additions. They might be the top team in the Eastern Conference.
No, Al can move the needle. Al had a good year. Oh.
Chris Mannix joins the show at 3:30.
Look, the Celtics have looked to move Marcus Smart for several years.
Glenn Ordway.
Happy birthday, bitch.
Nick Stevens.
We need a vaccination.
Andy Hart.
I'm a real dad.
I've yelled at people.
On WEEI.
Boy, they're shuffling the deck today, aren't they, huh?
Oh, Glenn, I'm in such a mood today. It's good to see you out there.
It's good to see you.
At the Fairfield Inn or wherever they have you holed up in Arizona.
No, he's in Glendale.
The Homewood Suites or whatever it is. I am in a phenomenal
my
mood.
House. Yeah.
That's a nice pad you got there. Look at that pro studio.
It's a lot of boxes right now. And
even dusted the vents that I can see. The air conditioning. Perfect.
That's,
nice
that's
job.
That's way more prepared for broadcast and for habitation than my new digs, Glenn. But I got to tell you, I'm in an amazing mood. And no, it's not because it's someone's birthday today. I heard stories of players having fights, putting on pads at camps all across football. And I am ready. Let's do it. Let's
big
talk.
Day today, Andy. It's pad day. It's a big
it's pad day.
Real football, baby. No more of this shorts and t-shirts crap I've been having to talk about for 5 freaking days.
Normally, pad day is something totally different at Andy's house.
Oh, what are we doing here? Inappropriate.
It's 202.
What are we doing? Come on. Oh, I didn't mean that. No, he takes notes. He does the grocery shopping.
I have a
that's
daughter.
Not what you meant. You know it.
She is
Fitz,
12.
Didn't mean that. That's, that was
wow.
Not nice.
Well, you know, depending on what's in the water these days, I'm not sure if we've gotten there, you know, hormones and food.
So we'll get to lots
of
football.
Should I go now?
Yes, you should.
Pad
day. Yeah, you should leave right now. Should leave.
You should.
Don't worry. Your new program director. Your new program director just heard that.
That's
you're
right.
Out anyway.
We got a boss now. We got a boss.
Do?
We got a boss, baby. No more screwing around.
Has he actually started officially yet? Because until then, we're bossing.
So we can still screw around for a little while longer?
I think we're good to go.
Now, I love a good 80s reference. Isn't last name Rickard?
That's correct, Jeff Rickard.
So should I refer to him as the Rickard?
Oh, my God.
Good Silver Spoons reference, anyone?
God,
anyone?
This is a
Bueller?
Rough start.
Tough start, Glenn. Glenn, can you pull this together?
You know
again, you're
Andy?
The legend, Glenn.
Andy, he is overwhelmed by the day. It's Tom's 44.
I know. Obviously, I am joking through the pain.
We
don't
celebrate him anymore.
Well, why not?
He's absolutely not.
We're getting
Fitzy.
To that today, too.
Oh,
our quarterback.
I was going to have a cake later on.
Why don't we celebrate Cam? Why don't we celebrate
flour.
The man who was, like, getting the crowd hyped up down there?
Tyler was helping me do the fondant earlier. I was going to make, like, a buttercream frosting with goat cheese in it, you know, because he's Tom. He's the goat.
I'll take the buttercream frosting.
But goat cheese.
I get it. It's not. No. Let's move on.
All right, so we're going to get to a lot of Patriot stuff during the course of the day. We have to. And by the way, you were down there today, Andy, so you can tell us firsthand what went on. I noticed a lot of the media down there. This was a big Cam day.
Y'all,
Cam was the winner today.
People are jumping ship for Mac Jones.
God. What do you mean? We do this day to day. It's a day to day thing. Everybody shut up. Let's let it play out. Bill's already told you the starting quarterback.
No, he has not. Get the hell out of here.
Of course he has.
He never said anything of the such.
I agree.
Tommy Kern was on.
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I said that.
No.
Those are words straight from the greatest.
Did he say that about the singular day, or did he say on September 12th against the Dolphins?
I think one is to assume, and I know
because all of us had eyeballs. We knew who the starter was in practice because the first guy to take the reps is the guy who's ahead on the depth chart. Correct. That's just how it works. We've all been on teams, and you. I'd like to move up there at the front of the line, but right now I'm at the back of the line. Cam's at the front of the line. Doesn't mean he'll be at the front of the line when the season comes. Although I will say, pains me to say this a little bit because I'm a Mac guy, and I believe on June the 15th, 2021, I anointed him the starter of the New England Patriots. Mac hasn't looked real good the last few days. Didn't look good today. And if I were basing it solely on these six practices, 5 plus 1 is 6.
Yep, still is.
Cam Newton would be your starting quarterback for the here and now. But we can get into it later. I think the key is how do you make the decision? If it's only about the present, that's fine. But if you have a memory at all, and you remember last year, Cam, and Bill said recently that Cam is the exact same guy as he was last year.
Very consistent.
Oh, my God, Bill, what are you saying?
Yeah, very consistent.
Or if you care about the future, if you care about the past and or the future, then the decision is not easy. If you only care about the present, then as of today's practice, yes, Cam's your starter.
What he is this year is what he was last year and what he was in December. Honestly, pretty much what he was in August.
That but the surrounding talent is bad.
That was the scariest thing that Bill said, because if he's the same guy that he was last August and last December, I am a little bit concerned.
You should
be. It's the same guy.
You know all those people that says Bill never rips a player publicly? I'd like to enter that as Exhibit A, because if he's what he was last year, he sucked, and Bill just said he still sucks.
Well, was that a rip or was that a compliment? I believe
the truth is never mean.
But I believe that was meant in deference to his effort.
It isn't. It isn't. He stunk last year in August, Bill said. He stunk in December. He may still stink.
Yes, you may remember. This is turning into a bad Dr. Seuss book now.
Yeah, but here's what Bill's doing. I mean, it was clear what he was doing on Saturday, and that was because he hasn't figured out who the starter is yet.
No.
What he's doing is he's preventing the distraction, because other than Bob Soucy, none of you guys down there are asking any questions other than about the quarterback.
How impressed was you with that?
Listen to Glenn with a little pumping the
tires.
No,
that's not a knock on Soucy.
You know, the play-by-play guys stick together. It's a little fraternity of short men who couldn't play sports, so they call them.
How dare you come at the golden tone, Bob Soucy?
For you, I'm here today.
I think I'm a little taller, so I'm the heightest in the room.
Short people get some respect today. All right, enough.
Take it up, Baker, for the jam.
By the way, today's show, Soucy's real small.
I mean, he's so is like Mike Reese.
Mike Reese.
We're not a large core of media.
No,
it isn't. Not a lot of tall.
Why do we have pocket-sized media in Foxborough?
Because we're all average size. It's just when you're on an NFL field, you look down upon us.
Yeah, that's right. Ben Volen. He's like Fletch. He's like 5'1", but 6'9", with the afro.
Not a great look for him. Quarantine should be over, or we're starting it again. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, no, we're on our way back in.
Come on, the barbershops are open. You don't even have to wear a mask anymore. Come on, get over it. But that's all Bill was doing. He was trying to end a story.
He was controlling the narrative. He always controls the narrative. Exactly. He did it on draft weekend. He tried to do it on Saturday. And I also think there's a little bit of making sure Cam stays engaged. Glenn, we know Cam knows what's going on, what's said. He's aware of everything. He was listening to 93.7 in his limo on the way to the stadium while shooting that video a year ago. He knows the commentary. And if he starts to believe he's no longer in the competition, that's bad for the Patriots. That's bad for Mac Jones and the business. So Bill is not only controlling the narrative, he's also trying to keep Cam engaged and happy and competing and not sulking and all the things that could go wrong.
Because that's when Cam's at his best, when he feels like he's on top of the world, when he's like the dog.
He's a dog. He at your neck.
And that's what Bill Belichick is very good at, which goes against the grain of a narrative that I think is fake news around here. Like, oh, Bill treats everyone like crap. No, he doesn't. He treats people differently. He knows how to get the best out of people depending on how they respond to his criticism, his praise, etc.
Sure.
Yeah, we saw that with Tom Brady. He knew there were certain things that he could do and could push Tom Brady that would help him in the rest of the room. Because other guys would look at it and say, if he's doing that to Tom Brady, what the hell's he going to do to me? And he knew he could get away with it until the last couple of years. And then it didn't work out so well.
Then he probably should have come with a new attack.
He is not Johnny effing Foxborough.
He wants to be appreciated.
Yes.
So why he's 40, are we doing that? So he's 44 today.
I don't know how come. Yeah, he's 44.
These are Brazilian women.
Why don't you put some respect on that, Glenn Ordway?
44 years old.
What is my papa doing?
Hi, Gronky. Your videos on the interweb make me sick.
Hello.
I'm stuck with these two guys today.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough
Stevens,
one.
Stevens, Andy Horn.
I love you.
Both here. Big day for both of them. Bad day for one of them. The other guy, it's Tom Brady's birthday.
Hey,
we're going to get into all of that, but I want to start with the Celtics today. Brad Stevens.
Way to bring the mood down, Glenn.
Brad Stevens is new at this job. How would you rate his performance on day one of free agency?
F. Actually, depends what the objective is.
Oh, okay.
What's the objective here?
To win basketball games.
This year?
No, apparently not.
Well, I you know, was on with Mutt last night, which was in the sort of wee infancy of free agency and stuff, was kind of flying.
That's a flex.
I love Mutt.
I know, me too.
Great. Mutt's tremendous at
speaking
night.
Speaking of giant media members.
Yes, another one with bad hair, too. So is he trying to win this year, or is the idea to have flexibility heading into next free agency and get Bradley Beal, and I don't have to give up Jaylen Brown, and now all of a sudden I've put together my star trio. It's Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Bradley Beal, and I did it via just finances.
Yeah, Andy, I hate to tell you, but this one is so obvious. He's showing all of his cards. This is exactly about that. That what we're going to do is this year, the only way that we could get Bradley Beal is to give up a Jaylen Brown. We don't want to give up Jaylen Brown, so we want to add Bradley Beal. That would be our third star. And basically, we have to work our way through the 21-22 season.
Yes.
And then we can get to that point. I think it's a dangerous tact because who knows what happens in the next season? Who knows whether Bradley Beal still wants to be a member of the Celtics a year from now, whether he wants to do it with it. We don't know any of those things, but it's so obvious in everything they're doing. So Kemba Walker's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Fournier gone.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Thompson gone.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You have added Josh Richardson.
Ooh.
They were a 7 seed last year. Somebody's going to have to make a case to tell me they were a better team than they were as a 7 seed this past year with that roster.
And
there is no freaking
way. What
about
Chris Dunn? Oh, he might get moved too.
And yeah, he's going
to
get
don't get too attached to guys. I was attached to Moses Brown for a minute, and now Moses Brown
wow,
is gone, and Chris Dunn. And
I tried to convince you on that.
Don't
one,
get
Andy.
Too attached.
That was clerical work. That's all that was. That
but
was
is
a
it,
number.
Glenn, isn't it okay to be obvious with these types of maneuverings? Because I feel like 3 of the 4 teams in Boston over the last year and a half have told us this, that we're not trying to win. We're tanking. We're resetting the books. We're trading Marcus Mookie Betts. We are allowing Tom Brady to leave. You know, we were all in for 5 years there, and well, obviously we paid Cam Newton $1 million. Would we have done that? We're resetting the books.
Sold out for Tom Brady. Every move we made was in the best interest of Tom Brady and trying to win while he was here. And
so
then next thing you know, they went
the
tank last year.
So why can't it be good enough for the Celtics to do that?
Because here's the only issue with it, and the Patriots are doing it after they recently won a Super Bowl and attended another one. The Red Sox won a Super Bowl recently here in 2018, okay? So they have recent wins. You have to go back to 2008. They are the team, I don't know, the Revolution ever won? I'll ask Andy that.
I don't believe they have, but they're good now.
Okay, yeah, they're good now. But okay, but the last team, the furthest back to go to a championship is 2008 with your Boston Celtics.
Wait, but so I thought they had won more playoff games than anybody in basketball since that time or something.
And the three Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
in the last
3 of 4
years,
Eastern
right?
Conference Finals,
I was told
Glenn.
It was Golden State versus the Celtics. That was our future.
It's about championships, okay? It's about championships.
It was about pitching,
and,
Glenn.
And to me, I if I'm a Celtic fan, we'll find out because we'll go to the phone soon here and let them vent if they want.
Yeah.
I would be kind of pissed off.
Wait, but if you know the plan, can't you accept the plan? I hate the immediate, but if you sell me on, I will be if Jason Tatum's on board.
So why should I watch him next year?
Well, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. Take
why should
off.
I pay attention? When am I going to watch for the improvement of Romeo Langford?
Brad likes his improving try-hard team. Brad likes that.
As we go to break, I'll just get everyone within the sound of our voice used to this. These two words, bridge year.
Oh, God.
It's fine. A bridge to where?
Please. Yeah,
all right, 617-779-7937. We will call out the Green Teamers to kick off the show today because I wonder how they feel about this. It's pretty obvious what they're doing, and there's not going to be much movement here. So you're not going to add a really good player. It ain't happening. We'll get to the phone calls coming up next. Chris Mannix will join us to give us that whole take with the NBA at 3:30. And we got big deal or no big deal. It's Fitzy. It's Andy Hart right here on OMF.
Hardway, Merlone, Fortier. Back to OMF on EEI.
All right, back here in OMF. No Lou, no Christian today. Nick Fitzy Stevens is in the house. Andy Hart is in the house. I'm in a different house, but it's all the same.
You're in your house. Yeah, you're in We're in the house.
So it's official, and Lou was right about this one. I hate to agree Lou was right about something, but Lou was right about this one. The largest trade exception ever, $28.5 million, is now officially 16 games of Evan Fournier and one season of Josh Richardson.
Oh, to quote my friend Andy Hart,
that's way better than Miles Turner. Wouldn't have wanted Miles
Turner. Would have hated. Would have looked terrible in a Celtics uniform. I mean, look what we had. We almost had Moses, Tristan Thompson. Who's ever going to forget last year with the expert?
Jeff Teague. NBA champion Jeff Teague.
NBA champion Jeff Teague.
See, good thing we got him. He won a title.
Celtics got him primed for success.
He helped a team to a title.
Glenn, has there ever been a better midseason acquisition that turned into an audition for a job elsewhere than Evan Fournier coming here, averaging 13 points a game, playing 16 games, catching COVID, telling Kevin Durant his highlight of his Celtics time was telling Durant that he was a rhymes with snitch in the playoffs, goes off against Team USA for 28 points en France, and now gets $19.5 million a year for 4 years in a division rival. What an absolute disaster for
I don't know about you guys, but we talk about football and how foolish it is. Remember, with football, they're not guaranteed contracts. So when an agent comes out and tells you that a player's getting $90 million or $110 million, they're not really getting $90 or $110 million. I'm looking at these guys who are all getting guaranteed money. Jeff Green, 2 years, $10 million. What? Otto Porter, 1 year, get the veteran minimum. Okay, he's going with the Warriors. You just mentioned the 78 with Evan Fournier. Lonzo Ball, 4 years, $85 million.
What?
Kelly Olynyk, 3 years, $37 million. Derrick Rose, 3 years, $43 million. Jarrett Allen, 5 years, $100 million.
Who's that?
Alex.
Pass rusher, Vikings.
Oh, really? He coming out of retirement?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alex Caruso, 4 years, $37 million.
You know, it's a good thing NFL players are busy right now. Because if I were an NFL player and I saw some of this coming across the wire last night, you think of it. Somebody by the name of Rob Gronkowski, who maybe we're a little biased, might be the greatest tight end that ever walked the game, the planet, correct?
Top three bare men.
And he had to bend over backwards, retire, unretire to get a total of $60 million in his career. Mm-hmm. And you got something called Lonzo Ball, who, correct me if I'm wrong, not the best basketball player ever.
No, he's pretty good. His ball distribution has improved over the years. His dad's a real peach.
It is. Yeah. But you look, you say, I'm the greatest ever in a sport that's more popular, that makes gazillions of dollars, prints money. It would just be so infuriating to me if I were one of those guys, those true NFL greats, that I got to watch someone I've never heard of.
Okay, now quarterback contracts are going off the rails already. The Buffalo Bills, who may soon be the Austin Bills, maybe they'll be the Austin, you know, Buck. Well, that may have to change their name. Who knows?
No, that's a fake story.
The Austin. Okay, it's probably fake news.
They would.
I mean, how could Bills Mafia ever let the only Austin, reason Texas. To live in Bill?
Isn't that awful
Buffalo?
Close to Dallas?
It is. Well, sort of. Yes, not really. Not
Couple is he going to allow that to San Antonio? Infringe?
All no right, way. Listen. Put it in your pagula for a second.
Point you brought up a dumb
they
idea.
They can't even get him signed to a team that is desperate because they need him so badly, and yet you've got guys like Jimmy Josh Allen's going to be worth $40 million a year to the Buffalo Bills, and other teams are going to go, oh my God, that's how much it costs for a quarterback not named Mahomes now? That's insane. What are we doing? Because their union stinks. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Jimmy Butler, who's great, you know, 10, 15 times a year in the clutch for the Heat, 4 years, $184 million. Jimmy Butler's worth $46 million, but the Bills can't find enough money to sign the second greatest quarterback in their franchise history?
So you talk about aging players, and they can't get the money. Tyler, how old is Kyle Lowry? 35 or 36, right?
I think 35.
That's correct.
3 years, $90 million.
From who?
The Heat.
The Heat.
I don't think Fitzy paid attention last night.
I specifically did not look at how much money these guys got I could react live on the air, and I am just galled. Who paid Daniel Tice $36 million? The Rockets?
Conley, 3 years, $67.5 million. He's up there in age. This is unbelievable. Duncan Robinson is a hell of a shooter, but he doesn't do an awful lot of other things, right?
Nope.
5 years, $90 million. Duncan One Robinson. Dimensional player.
Wasn't he on the campus of Williams not that long ago? Now he's making $90 million.
Undrafted. That's great.
Wait, TJ McConnell. He went to Williams. What is he, a playwright?
D3 to 90 mil.
It's a fine school.
TJ McConnell, like 4 years, $35 million. Oh my God. This is frightening.
No, what's more frightening is what did the Celtics do again?
Nothing.
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 As you would say. But nothing.
Nothing.
But guys, look at all the players okay. that are still left.
No, Al can move the needle. Al had a good year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I saw somebody.
Don't sell
was
me
it, wait,
on
was
Al
it you,
Horford.
Tyler, on our rundown?
Oh.
Whoa. Did somebody put together a big three type comparison
that
and
me,
included
yes.
Al Horford as the third?
Yeah, I was comparing it to the Bulls because the Bulls have Vucevic, Lonzo, and Zach LaVine. So I said, well, is that better than Tatum, Brown, and Al?
Hey, wait, but Tyler, is he legitimately the third? Or were you just trying to trigger Lou and you didn't realize Lou wasn't actually here today?
It's like the only other option. Is it Marcus Smart as your number three?
I'd rather have Marcus Smart than Al Horford.
I would rather,
have Miles Turner. I'd rather have somebody.
You're not going to get him because
Evan
we didn't
Fournier.
Use our TPE very well.
I don't want Evan Fournier.
Well, he's gone. You
he
can't
stinks.
Have him. No, he doesn't.
I actually think that helps the Celtics by him joining the Knicks. He stinks.
No, wait. Are you?
He stinks.
Yeah, but you don't replace
stink.
Him, though. You don't
you,
replace
know,
his
but forget that.
Andy,
the Knicks will hate him.
Stinks. Between bad
hair.
Between Kemba Walker and and Evan Fournier, you just lost. Granted, Fournier should have averaged more than 13 points a game, but it was kind of a lost half season or one third of a season. You just lost basically
COVID,
like
Cam.
Yeah, you lost like 35 points a night. Where is that coming from? Neesmith? Carson
I don't
Edwards?
Know if you saw. Tatum can score 50 when he
Peyton
wants to.
Peyton Pritchard? So. I'll hang up and listen.
There's another Peyton Pritchard could have a year two jump from my football background. What's wrong with Peyton Pritchard?
It's a little different. Football jump.
Why are you guys all being negative? What if Lob Williams stays on the court?
Here's what has to happen, and it's unfortunate, and that is
what if?
Tatum and Brown need to get much, much better. Now, they did get better this past year from the year before, but now Tatum needs to be a more complete player. So instead of having those nights where he scores 50 or 60, those aren't going to win games for you because the rest of your team is not good enough. You're going to be a great scorer on a bad team.
So, Glenn, let me ask you a question.
He needs to be a triple-double machine now, or certainly a double-double machine with close to 10 assists every single night.
Correct. Because a couple guys we've been... Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Why did the Heat get to the finals a year ago? Because Jimmy Butler became the bulldog, became the centerpiece.
He was a killer. He was a killer.
Right? Okay. Why do the Milwaukee Bucks go to the finals? Is it because they have the best big three in the NBA? Because I would argue they don't even have a big three. They have a big one with a couple two.
No, I think Chris Middleton deserves
to
be.
He's a good player.
He's
a superstar? He's a superstar?
He's a borderline superstar. Yes, he is. He's one of
the
best pure shooters in the NBA.
Your Celtics for the here and now will go as far as your, he's a top 10 player. Jason Tatum takes him.
It's got to be.
The problem is, he's not a top 10 player. People keep saying it. He's not a top 10 player.
That's what he is.
Yes, he is.
He is not a top 10 player.
He's not a top 10 player.
You can't just say, yes, he is. Prove it.
I said it. What do you want? Numbers and stats?
The reality is you can fixate on his Peyton Pritchard going to do X. It's about Tatum. It always has been. It always will be about Tatum.
I have to state or make a case as to why I believe he is a top 10 player, why do you believe he is not a top 10 player?
Well, see, they do these things called all NBA, and there's 15 of them, and he didn't even make that.
I'll give you a better...
I can look through teams and give you... somewhere in the range of 15 to 18 players that I would say are as good or better than Jason Tatum. That's why.
He doesn't make anybody else on that team better, Fitzy. That's the problem. He's a scoring machine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need him, if you say to him, tonight, we need 50 from you, he's capable of just going out there and giving you 50.
He's not even old enough to rent a car.
No. That's a legitimate argument, is that he's too young right now, and it takes a while. We can look at Giannis, and Andy was just talking about him, how he controls the game. He couldn't do that 2-3 years ago.
Is Trae Young too young?
Oh, my God.
In the NBA, correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
all of modern sports
he's
now,
very young.
If you're special, when you're special, if you're a true superstar, mm-hmm.
He'll have his 6 years of seasoning, and then he'll come into his own.
No, it happens pretty quickly. I seem to remember a guy in the NFL that didn't play a single game, and everybody's like, he's going to win the MVP. And you know what he did? He won the MVP. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Why? Because he's special. Trae Young, looked special to me last postseason. He looked like a guy that wants to put a team on his shoulder and say, I'm the show, right up until the stupid referee got in his way and derailed his train. So if Jason Tatum is as special as everybody from KD to Doris Burke wants to tell me he is, at some point he needs to put big boy pants on and actually be special.
Well, maybe this is the time, because guess what? He is option one and 1A, and option two is his buddy, who is not the godfather of his child, Deuce, as we confirmed last week. But option two was injured last season at the tail end and is going to come back, and they are the team. They are the offense.
Yes.
They are the defense. They are the highlights. That's the reason why you'll go to the game. That's the reason why you'll watch, be it here or out at Glenn's place. There's going to be a lot put on these two guys this season. And I think an argument can be made, Andy, that this is Brad and Ime's way of saying, okay, guys, until we fix the ship, it's you guys. You're the show.
Yes,
go get them. That's going to battle test them.
I mean, Wick Grosbeck said that a year ago. Like, we've heard that a lot, that they're going to build around their two pillars and they're set up for a long run here. And I would also say there's a hint of Brad undoing the damage that Danny did the last 2 years.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
I think we're getting an insight into some of the moves that Brad wasn't necessarily on board with or in love with that Danny made, because Brad has undone them as quickly as he possibly could.
So is he going to undo Marcus Smart? Because we've heard over the last couple of days, and Chris Mannix will join us coming up at 3:30, that has been an issue, that Brad has not been crazy about the inconsistency, especially with the decisions that Marcus Smart makes. He could have a big impact as to what those other two guys do. We'll get to that coming up next. As I said, Mannix will join us at 3:30. We'll get into the Patriots coming up at 3 right here on OMF. All right, back here in OMF, I think all three of us have agreed that it's a bridge year, the term that we're using far too often in this city now, a bridge year for the Boston Celtics. I don't see any other way out of it. So Chris Mannix writes a couple days ago that Brad wasn't crazy as the coach about the lack of consistency with Marcus Smart, and so maybe they would be dealing Marcus Smart. I don't see how it's happening. So here's Mark Murphy today. Regarding Smart, he's seeking a max extension, approximately 4 years, $80 million. And he still faces a tough negotiation. Celtics are targeting 2022 free agency. So the only way you can trade Marcus Smart right now is for an expiring contract. And you have to have similar money, because you need to get him off the books next year if your goal is to bring in Bradley Beal. So you're going to have 1 year with Marcus Smart. He knows that he's out in a year. He's already a guy that you question about his decision-making at time, his demeanor at time.
Oh, he's not emotional, Glenn.
His consistency.
Marcus Smart, composed and controlled. Oh, yeah. The first two words that come to mind.
He knows everything perfectly.
Three C's, composed, consistent, and control.
And you're going to need him for more minutes, because he's the best point guard you've got on the roster. Good
luck. He's looking to get paid, so I don't know. Maybe he'll be thinking, hey, if I hit some threes, maybe the money
Bingo.
I make on the open market will go up.
Heat check, baby.
Yeah, I'm not going to give Tatum that shot. I'm taking that shot.
Yeah, should work out fine. I'm sure there'll be
so. In a perfect world, Glenn, what is Marcus Smart on your basketball team? By yours, I mean the Celtics or any other team that can get the most out of him. What is he supposed to be?
I think he's a terrific role player on a championship contender.
Yeah.
I think he can defend. He can defend numerous positions. So if you're facing LeBron, you can put him on LeBron. You can put him on different positions outside of the position he plays. He's not a consistent point guard. He's not a guy that you can depend on for 35 minutes. He's none of that.
Well, let me ask the gallery then. Why has no one been able to get that out of him or get through to him that better basketball minds believe that's what he's supposed to be?
Because he thinks he's better than what he is.
And
he thinks
a strong
he can do more.
Alpha personality.
Absolutely.
In a place where, I'm going to say, the coach and the superstar may not be strong alphas, and he takes advantage of their lack of alphaness.
Now, totally agree.
Now, let's say Marcus Smart is on the Miami Heat or the Atlanta Hawks, where they have a strong
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and what's going to happen? Does he get in Trae Young's face? Does Trae Young step to him and say, like, listen,
no,
this is kind
I think
of my
he loses.
Team?
You ever seen those things in the jungle, or even like the fake jungle, the Disney type jungle, the lions?
I
go to the fake jungle all the time.
Plastic jungle.
It's right around the corner from
I'm
here.
Assuming
next to the
you've never actually been to the real jungle.
Yes.
But the lion controls to some degree by
fear,
fear and swagger. It's not like he fights it. The other lions know he's the big dog.
The lion ain't hanging out with zebras.
Right? And there's a lot of zebras out there. There's also a lot of lions that know they're not the big cat. Right. And they just fall in line. So there might be a little roar off when he arrives in a place like Miami. But Jimmy Butler roars louder, stands taller. And now Marcus Smart goes, OK, yeah, know my role here. He doesn't know his role in Boston because there is no lion that roars louder, longer and taller.
And there's no coach, it seems, that he respects since Brad obviously sort of lost the locker room as well. Who can step in and get the most out of or save Marcus Smart's Boston career? Or is it time to ship him out?
Because I think it's Glenn's. All it is now is waiting it out. You're either trading him for another expiring contract, which looks less likely, then you just salvage a year and that's it.
What a disaster, Glenn.
Disaster. Yeah, no, I don't have high hopes on this upcoming season. I don't.
Kemba, why do you chuckle when you say that?
Kemba was your third best player.
Was evil.
Okay, Fournier was your fifth best player. Would you say that?
Fourth or fifth? Yeah, I mean fifth, it was supposed to.
They brought him Smart in number four.
They brought him in to be their third slash fourth best player, and sadly
he wasn't.
He went 0-10 in his first game.
Yeah, that debut was definitely a sign of
not great,
to come.
Bob. Yep. Not great. Not
so
great.
You're giving up two of your top five players. And Thompson was actually a starter as well. And I'm sorry, I don't have high hopes on Al Horford. I know people are buying Al Horford because they remember him.
Part of the big three. Ago. Did you not read your show rundown?
I did.
Show
I did.
Prep right
I
here.
I read it, Glenn.
And there's a meet and greet at 4 o'clock and everything.
I think Tyler's point was if you look at the three that Boston has, Chicago and New York are now better. Was that not your point, Tyler?
Correct. That's what I believe. Yep.
That was your point. Yes. So, in other words, yes, Al Horford is part of your big three, but your big three sucks. It's two and an old guy, you know, who can't stay healthy right now.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately the reality. But again, the way we've learned, and this isn't trust the process like, oh, it's a five-year plan. Like, we've been through this with assets and draft picks and protected picks and picks with other teams and all these things that were unknowns over the long term. If indeed this is a financial Patriots, Red Sox-esque rebuild, reset year where you're focusing solely on free agency a year from now, you can get through it. You still have Tatum.
Yeah, but here's the other problem I have with it. You're watching all of these other teams catch up to the Celtics. It wasn't that long ago, Andy, 2 years ago, we sat around and said, wait until the Golden State Warriors expire. When their time is over, the Boston Celtics will be on the on-deck circle, and they will be ready to play.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Well, I can give you nine teams now in the Western Conference that have bypassed the Boston Celtics. I can now give you seven, eight, or nine teams in the Eastern Conference that probably are in that book. I mean, watch Miami. Miami's getting better by the day here, and they were pretty good to begin with. They beat you last year in the postseason.
Sure did.
So the Patriots right now, without a legitimate quarterback, are higher up on the food chain in the AFC than your Boston Celtics are right now. And that worries me because you're supposed to be ascending. You're supposed to be in that mix right now. And are we going to wait 5 years, 4 years? I don't know.
That was my point, though, earlier. The ascension can happen quickly if the centerpiece explodes. And the centerpiece is Tatum. It's always going to be Tatum. I'm sorry, I don't even think if you bring in Bradley Beal, his buddy, it's still Tatum.
But he may be a star himself while pushing Tatum to be better. Maybe some friendly rivals on the same team.
Go way back, he pushes the right buttons, he knows how to play whatever game Tatum needs to be played to emotionally
but
or
Tatum
motivationally.
You're never going to see Tatum tearing into somebody on the court. You're never going to see Tatum throw a towel at somebody. You're never going to see him flip the whiteboard out of
the court.
I don't think you're ever going to see that. He is just too calm. There's too much cool demeanor about him.
My sub has bacon.
Yeah, plus his sub has bacon.
Well, I like bacon.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, I think going back to what Andy said earlier, that's the difference of him and Luka Doncic
Trae Young's fighting Young down in Atlanta.
Right,
he's fighting arenas.
He's blowing kisses to MSG. Right. It takes such stones
He's
to
not
that.
Only saying I'm the best on this court and I'm going to beat your team. I'm going to mess with you while doing it. I can multitask here, screw with you, troll you, beat your best players on the court. And he did that. There was a point last year, I can remember it in my head, the Celtics got killed by the Hawks. And I'm thinking, aren't you supposed to beat
mid-week,
the Hawks?
Didn't Gallinari go 10-for-10 from three that game?
You're supposed to be better than the Hawks. And then come to find out, you're not better than the Hawks. Nope. The Hawks took a big jump late in the year and into the postseason, mostly because of one person, two words, Trae Young.
Who made everyone else better.
Right. Jason Tatum has to be that reason. You know, they ask you, what's your why? Why will the Celtics be better next year? It's not because of their offseason. It's not because of some Patriots-like rebuild, injection of talent, complimentary this. There's only one reason the Boston Celtics will be better next year.
The coach.
Two reasons the Boston Celtics could be better next year. The coach, if you want to. But I would say if the coach does his job, he gets more out of Tatum. And the answer will be Tatum. Tatum's better. Tatum becomes an alpha. Tatum takes his name to the next level, game to the next level. Everybody tells me he's an MVP candidate, right? Going to win MVPs. Who was it? One of the coaches said it this offseason.
It was Scott Brooks.
Yeah, Scott Brooks. Right. That's after a future MVP game. Right there.
Right.
Well, at whatever
How about
point.
Kevin Durant over there just saying, like, hey, y'all see this MF-er over here? He's going to be the leading scorer. This is the future of USA basketball.
Gonna be needs to turn into is.
Yeah.
I'm sick of gonna be's. Gonna be an MVP. Gonna be a top 10 player. Gonna be great. Gonna be this. Gonna be Kobe. Gonna be Paul Pierce. It needs to be Jason Tatum
is
that damn good. Until you get that. The other stuff is just window dressing.
He's got to accelerate the timeline. He does.
There we go.
It's unfortunate because it doesn't necessarily happen to young kids like that. But if you're going to be one of the greats in the game and you're going to be a top 10 player in that league, you've got to do it. All right, to the phone calls. Find out if people are pissed. I mean, if I'm a Celtic fan, I'm looking at this and saying, last year was not great. With loss to the Miami Heat. This year was not great. And next year, we already know going in, we're dealing with a bridge year. Here's Josh in Rhode Island. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. All right. Listen, I agree. I mean, I really do think that at this point, given the Celtics' non-flexibility, the quickest path to getting back to contending is going to be Tatum becoming a top five player in the league. I don't think that's impossible, but to a quick point someone made earlier.
Yes, sir.
You guys really think the Knicks' big three is better than the Celtics' big two even? I mean, listen, Julius Randle, he was great last year, first-time All-Star. But that dude didn't show up in the playoffs at all. I think we're forgetting that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are two experienced playoff caliber players who have done pretty well in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we're underrating them a little bit. But
Well, the thing with the Knicks overall is defensively they're better than you. And I'm not sure I understand why, but they are, right? So, but you're right. I mean, if you're looking at the strict talent, and I think you nailed it, Tatum needs to become a top 10 player. The problem is there are a lot of Celtic fans right now, including one in the studio, who actually believe he is right now. He's not.
He isn't.
He is not. And he's because close. He doesn't make anybody better on the floor. He's a top 10 scorer. I'll give you that. He could score at will. But he doesn't make everybody else better. That's LeBron does. That's what the great ones do.
His scoring alone and the pressure that he puts on the rim is always going to make people better. Last year in the second half of the season, he was averaging 28 points per game and almost 5 assists. If he can get downhill consistently, play aggressive like he's playing in these FIBA Olympic games, if he can keep that level play up and get his assists up to 6 or 7,
I agree.
He's for sure top 10 player in the game.
I agree too. There was if at the beginning of that.
We all think the if
could be great. I'm talking about the reality. Now, the one thing I want to give to Brown and Tatum.
All right.
We didn't get a lot of Brown and Tatum last year.
No. And we didn't get a lot of core four together last year.
I liked Jaylen Brown's evolution last year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like Jaylen Brown, first of all. But I liked his evolution. We haven't seen Brown and Tatum as the true. Because you've had Kemba. Oh, what is Kemba? How does he fit? He's a scorer. He needs the ball. You've had Kyrie even going back a ways. Next year, okay, I'm trying to be optimistic Andy here. I pull this guy out of my pocket every once in a while when I need him. Optimistic Andy, is it possible that those two, now that they are the centerpiece, it's just the two. You can't even create a big three. There is no third. There's a drop-off there. Is it possible that those two, healthy, together, and solidified as this is our show, could grow together?
Yes, they could.
And I knew Fitzy would like that plan.
And one of the things they need, Andy, is a nice complement of role players, heady veterans, and people that can either get the ball to them.
Overachievers.
Or
guys that have been here, IT's available.
All right, no, but when
they get the band back together,
when they get double teamed, whenever things
get... Jay Crowder, is he out there?
Oh, wow, look, they're bodying up Tatum. He kicks the ball out to blank. And, you know, we thought Fournier was going to nail all those shots. Turned out he was either sick or missed a lot of those shots. And now, the heady veterans that it would have been nice to see the Celtics bring in on shorter term and smaller contracts, as we head into this, you know, big 2022 year, they're drying up, like Tyler, who's got some terrible news for Celtics fans who are hoping for this veteran to join
us. Yeah, Patty Mills, one of the best players in the Olympics right now, killing it. And he was a longtime Celtics target. He's not going to the Celtics. He's staying in the East. He's going to the Brooklyn Nets on a two-year, $12 million contract.
That's it?
$12
million
over 2 years.
What are we doing? Would you go, would you please, you've got a louder voice than me, go outside in front of Leo M. and yell across the street to the Auerbach Center and just be like, Brad, what are you doing? What are we doing?
Somebody, please. Patty Mills, two
We're
for 12.
We're planning for 2022.
I
yell back.
The Nets next year. The Nets next year will have a lineup of Harden, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, and Patty Mills.
Yeah, just what
they lost in with.
Crown the MFers now.
The K word you used in there, Kyrie.
We never know what he's going to do.
If Kyrie is going to fight Nike over his signature shoe, Kyrie can do anything at any point of time. Anything.
Kyrie would fight the wind if he was mad at it.
He's fighting Nike over Kyrie's, the literal shoe with his name on it. So don't tell me they're all fine and dandy in Brooklyn.
This doesn't surprise you, does it, with Kyrie?
No.
I mean, if we were to give you the set of circumstances and say there is a player in the NBA who is fighting the company that manufactures his shoe, you would say it's got to be Kyrie.
Touche. Okay? Touche. He would be the answer. You're right.
He can play, though. He can play.
Of course he can when he wants to.
He's better than anything you have right now. Kelvin is in Lowell. Kelvin.
Hey, what do you guys think about Rondo and J.J. Redick? You have shooter and a real point guard.
Yeah, I'm not like Fitzy. I am not all like excited about getting all these role players. I think the two players you have right now that are your so-called stars have got to make everybody else better. So let's see if they can make Romeo Langford better and Nesmith better and Pritchard better. That, to me, is more significant than all of this other stuff. It really is. I mean, Rondo, bringing Rondo in. How does Rondo make any sense when he can't make an outside shot? You can't
distribute. He's just going to get the ball to your stars.
Doesn't work that way. I love this where people say, well, we got two guys who can score an awful lot. And by the way, you only have two. It's not like you've got, you know, five guys out there or four guys that can score. You got two guys that can score. And, oh, yeah, we can leave the point guard by himself 24 feet away from the rim because he can't shoot a lick. All he's going to do is pass the ball to Tatum or to Brown. So we'll double up Tatum and Brown because that's where the ball's going.
To be so negative.
Well, we need
to try our best here to come up with a plan for success.
In a lot of ways, Andy, this year can be pivotable. Okay, put it on all. There you go. Run it Friday at 5:55. Pivotable. There you go, Christian. That one's for you, buddy. It's a pivotal year for guys like Edwards and Nesmith and Langford because this is going to be we know what Time Lord can be. What he does. Yes,
we get all caught up in the lobs and the blocks and the highlights.
He had 9 blocks in the first game against the Nets. The kid has potential to spare. And
he's a defensive liability when he gets from the basket, when he gets stretched out a little.
I like the track he's on. Okay,
I like him too. Stay on the court.
I want to see one of these kids turn into maybe not J.J. Redick, but, you know, put that as your ceiling. Like, become a guy that when Tatum is doubled, he shoots it, he kicks it out to Nesmith, 28 feet.
So now we're putting it all on Nesmith.
Bang. 19 feet. Bang.
I do too, Glenn.
Maybe it's Edwards. Maybe it's Langford. Maybe it's Pritchard. Who knows? I want to see one of them this year say, okay, I want the ball and hit those shots time and again. If Nesmith was the best three-point shooter in college basketball last year, show me.
I also didn't like how Jaylen Brown's in a weird spot. Is he on solid footing with Tatum, or is he a clear level below Tatum?
I don't know. I think that's a great question.
Because you just sort of phrased, you have two superstars or whatever, and like you're putting the pressure on their shoulders. And it's like, if I'm Jaylen Brown, I never know whether I'm an equal to him, an equal shareholder in this, which means equal success, credit, but also equal responsibility and blame, or am I deferential? Is he the guy and I'm sort of the clear number two? You can't have it both ways.
See, but I think it's so different, and we're going to get into football because it was a big day today. It was pad day. When you have to have all of those complementary players, even though you have the great quarterback, you still have to have it.
Yep.
In the NBA, if you look at it, and you were talking about it earlier, you were trying to figure out who are the big three on the Milwaukee Bucks. It doesn't make a difference. Giannis was the number one guy. Mm-hmm. Giannis made everybody else better on the court. And then when they had to win a game, Giannis said, screw you, screw everybody else on the court. I'm going to knock you over, roll you over. I'm taking over the game.
Right.
That's what wins in the NBA. That's why LeBron won for so many years. That's why Bird, Magic, and go through the history of the game. Tatum's got to become one of those guys.
Exactly.
And when he does, forget about these role players are all interchangeable. They'll all change by the year. We'll have different names. They will be a championship contending team. And if it doesn't happen, Fitzy, and he just becomes a great scorer, they're going to be what they are right now.
Right.
That's going
to
be it.
Yeah, great. The old seven seed. Can't wait to have the Nets clean our clocks again next
April. Okay, so I just want to make sure, if they win, I'm fine saying Tatum took them to the promised land, just like Giannis took the Bucks to the promised land. But if they lose,
you
I don't want to hear, well, Jaylen Brown's not good enough as the two. No, screw you. Your one's not good enough if you're not winning. Don't blame Jaylen Brown when there's no success. You can't have it both ways.
Do you see them as a Jordan Pippen type, like a clearly delineated one and two?
That's the picture Glenn is painting, right? Did I shush you by accident? That's the picture that Glenn is painting. Yes, I do see that.
Fine.
And now I do think Scottie Pippen deferred to Michael. Jordan.
Yes.
Because it was a little different. I think some of that was a little different. Like, Pippen came and joined Jordan, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
still sick about
because
Patty Mills joining
the Nets. Jordan was in the first couple years. Was that great scorer. He scored 63 in a playoff game against the Celtics. So he was the great scorer until he had those other players and started to become a ball distributor and a defensive player and everything else. He didn't win anything.
Right, but so JB was here first. He was the same draft pick. He's a smart guy. He's a leader. He has you could argue he's got more alpha in him than maybe Tatum has in him
if we're comparing
personalities. That's where I don't know if the slots have solidified.
All right, big day today. Andy Hart saw a lot of pads down there in Foxborough, so he will break it down and tell us what he witnessed. You don't want to miss this. It's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.